So let's move on now and talk about ER-positive, HER2-negative disease. I guess really the most common sort of receptor subtype that you see in breast cancer. And I want to talk a little bit about the issue of management of the patient with metastatic disease, because here we've seen some real changes in practice with the introduction of the so-called CDK4/6 inhibitors, palbociclib initially approved, now ribociclib, and now we've heard about another one, abemaciclib, that's not approved yet, but maybe going to be. Can you talk a little bit about sort of the way we approach hormone therapy and metastatic disease and prior to CDK4/6, and then what CDK4/6 inhibitors do and how we're using them?
The CDK4/6 agents have, I think, dramatically improved the disease-free interval or progression-free interval for patients starting out with metastatic disease now with a combination of a CDK4/6 inhibitor with an endocrine therapy and really doubling the amount of time that their disease stayed control, I think approaching 24 and 25 months before they needed a change in therapy. And so it really has changed, I think, the aspect of those patients relapsing, not only from the recommendations, but I think the monitoring. I think that's really changed things. And while still patients may reach out and know patients in the adjuvant setting who are on endocrine therapy, when in the metastatic setting, they're getting this recommendation of a CDK4/6, which has become the standard first line now in ER positive, it does make their follow-up a little bit more cumbersome and making patients aware of the side effect profiles. And so we've gotten quite used to the endocrine therapy, monotherapies, both from adjuvant and previous metastatic practice, to now adding a need to monitor their labs, looking for the neutropenia rate, which is grade 3-4, is, you know, upwards of 50 and 60%. Having those patients come back 2 weeks after we start to monitor their blood counts and looking at now adding fatigue. There's some GI toxicity. So it has made endocrine therapy a little more challenging for those patients in the metastatic setting, challenging for the physician and the nursing staff to monitor those patients and now adjust the CDK4/6 inhibitors as is needed for neutropenia and to really educate the patients on that. So I think, you know, we used to just give them a monotherapy and see them back in a month or two. I think now we're bringing them back in 2 weeks or 4 weeks to recheck their blood counts. And so, but the benefit for all of that has been extending the ability for those patients to stay on endocrine therapy and further from chemotherapy.